The Frames Per Second Podcast. Fire, 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 fire. Thanks for listening to the Frames Per Second Podcast. My name is Kenneth B. Inch. Joining me on the show, we got Mike Seatown.
Yo.
Naturally Nay.
Hello.
And once again, Rod isn't with us, but I promise you he will be back to help recap the second part of the final season of The Walking Dead. This is part two of three. We did episode one. The episode before that is called No Other Way. And this episode is titled New Haunts. So I think last episode we left off with, you know, a flash forward 6 months. Maggie standing on the wall. Daryl and all the crew roll up. And something goes down. And I think now where we at is basically in the beginning on how we got to where we left off. So so what you guys think about this episode?
This episode was dreadful.
Mm.
This is one of the worst episodes they've had in multiple seasons.
Damn.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. I hated this. It was so fucking boring.
Mm.
And I don't buy any of this. No one is acting like themselves. I hated this episode. They started off strong. What the fuck?
What'd you think?
I can't say that I disliked it. It definitely was not as good as the last one, but I think because it wasn't as much going on, it gave me an opportunity to like laugh and chuckle at shit that didn't have anything to do with the show, which could be a testament to the fact that this actual episode, the story was actually kind of boring.
Mm. Yeah, it was definitely slow. You know, I think it was mid. You know, coming off last episode, you know, I think was a good peak. So, but yeah, even when it opened and what about halfway through, I figured it was the haunted house.
Oh, I could tell.
In the beginning, yeah. I didn't pick it up until old boy started walking out, the one with that larger hair, and I was like, oh, this is a fucking haunted house. I was like, okay,
that's so fucked up.
But I thought it was Elijah at first.
I thought you said logic hair.
Oh, no, Elijah hair.
I thought it was Elijah. Yeah.
I thought it was Elijah coming through like that. So, but yeah, so it's this big-ass carnival that's taking place, and they're all just there just chilling.
Yeah.
And settled in, like, what feels rather quickly.
They've been there a month.
It's been a month?
Yeah, they said 30 days.
30 days. So they've been there for like a few weeks. So, yeah.
Hmm. I thought it was mean that they would take little RJ in that room. You know he can't tell the difference.
None of the kids had any speaking roles, at least besides Judith.
You mean Jude?
They changed her name?
They did call her Jude. Yeah.
I've never heard that before this episode.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
She's trying to change. She's trying to assimilate.
Yeah, I guess.
She dropped her mama knife, and now she's trying to be a regular kid.
But I thought she didn't get the knife back.
The knife is back, but she doesn't have it. The Commonwealth has it.
Yeah.
Mm.
But, yeah, I mean, they shouldn't give RJ any fucking lines.
He said something, and I was like, oh.
Did he?
He said, what's an apple?
He didn't say, what's an apple? He didn't sound like that. I thought, oh, he's growing up.
He didn't say anything, and Jerry's kid didn't say anything.
Jerry's kid did say something about the collar.
I don't think he said anything. I think he just, yeah, like he just, you could just tell he wanted to keep it.
Yeah, he just was like,
he just said
no. He's like, I don't want to give it back. Yeah, it was.
I really thought they said something, y'all. I'm going to go back and watch it. I think they said something. It might have just been one or two words, but they said
I don't think
something.
RJ said anything.
RJ said something.
He did. I'm trying to think, is what scene, besides the one with the apple, because I remember when they came running up, the only one that said anything was Judith. She said, Uncle Daryl. RJ just came running over there.
Yeah.
Stop making fun of that baby.
And then didn't know how to eat the apple. You saw they gave him the apple. He was looking at it like, what the fuck is this?
I didn't see that.
He did look at that. Like, he never seen one before.
What the hell? But yeah, this episode, I don't remember him saying anything.
Because whenever he pops on screen, I'll wait.
Me too.
I'm like, I'm waiting for him to say. He didn't say anything.
They learning. They're like, man, don't let him say shit.
Pusey got a hair done.
Oh, Man, listen. Look, talk about it. That's the first thing I said. That's why I said I was laughing and shit. It didn't have nothing to do. Commonwealth got a beauty supply somewhere.
Man.
Because she got that snatchback ponytail in her head. Listen, I saw a bitch with knotless braids. I'm like, they got Kinecolon somewhere back there. and it was a couple of synthetic wigs. I'm like, listen, Commonwealth has a beauty. It might have racism and classism and all that shit, but it's got a beauty supply. I will stay for the 30 days as well.
Yeah, I was like, dang, okay, go ahead, girl.
That shit had me crying when she walked up. I was like, what in the fuck?
What in the number four curly weave?
What is this?
Oh, shit. Because that's clearly not her hair. Like, if it was her hair, they'd style it way differently. Like, man. I can't imagine. Honey.
She walked up and it was, she kind of turned her head like this to make sure, make sure you saw the whip.
Honey.
What the fuck?
Oh man, yeah. But yeah, so that was one thing I noticed.
Carol
peeped Daryl watching old girl walk away.
I don't blame him. She is pretty fine.
Yeah.
You think they're gonna do anything with this though, now that they wrote that part in?
Yes. They have to.
I don't know. I don't with this show. I don't know anymore. I really hope that they do because I really like them.
Mm-hmm.
But after that bullshit reunion, I was just like, man, I don't know. Are y'all now downplaying this?
Yeah, he seems to be trying to play it too cool too. But they have Carol like noticing, mm-hmm.
Right?
Honey, I thought that was funny. And then she was like, "Were you looking at her? I'm gonna go look at my little dreadhead too." Sure did. Honey, she was mm-hmm. staring Ezekiel down, mm-hmm. honey.
Trying to save his life too.
Let me find you, man. A surgeon, boo. Yeah,
she missing that.
I'm gonna push you up on that list, baby. You ain't going nowhere.
Uh-huh. Oh man, girl, how the hell she gonna do this?
Honey, I remember what that was like.
if anybody's gonna do it, Carol's gonna do it.
Nah, she pulled it off.
I'm like, what you mean you got rid of the collar? The hell?
Yeah. I was like, I thought that was dope. So that would be interesting to kind of get them back together, though. Because she left him, did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she dumped his ass.
And he's running his ass right back.
Dumped him, but she was too dark. And she was still trying to deal with Henry being dead, and she had to go off. And it wasn't like a situation where I don't love you or it's like I don't want to be with you no more. I'm just going through some shit. Like, give me some space.
Yeah, but then she left on the boat and then came back, didn't even really acknowledge him that. She was really playing him hard.
Where was that? Where was
this
that?
Was it last season? Not last season as in the first part of this. It was like the season before that.
But this was when he still had the kingdom and all of that, right?
Yeah.
She didn't come back to the kingdom.
No.
She went
off on a boat.
Right. But that's when she was dark. She was saying, I need some space. I need to go kill some shit. I need to get back to myself.
Yeah, I know. But that's a lot of space. He don't seem to mind. He happy she back.
He's stuck on that. I mean.
He must be.
There ain't nothing else in the Commonwealth.
He been there a long time. Maybe they don't want him because he got the gout on his neck.
That's true.
Whatever that thing is.
That's true. Like, you about to die anyway. Like, I'm not starting nothing with you.
Nah, honey.
He won't Carol. He ain't seen nobody since Carol.
He hasn't. Yeah. He hasn't.
Damn, yeah, he was Ezekiel. Happy. They even hugged up together.
She kind of leaned
up on him like,
she
okay.
She right on in that corner, didn't she?
She did.
You always like the big glasses, honey.
She said, Shaw do, daddy.
I'm telling you, like I said, I found humor in the little shit. I was like, oh, he came over, didn't call nothing. Yep, just popped up. I wasn't expecting you.
Oh, that's true. But come on, that's true. So what was he there for? I can't even remember.
He just came to say, what's up? That's hey, girl.
Well, he had something in his hand, didn't he?
He gave her Henry ashes.
That's what it was. He came to bring her the ashes.
He didn't come over to bring no ashes.
He came to bring the ashes and get the ass.
Yep.
Look, if she didn't lean up on him, he was fitting to run that game talking about, look, I'm about to die, baby. So, look, I got about a week.
Is he like, how long you got? No, I'm working on some things. Honey, have a glass of wine, honey. Yes.
Was this before or after she went and read the paper?
After.
The snuggled up part was after?
Yeah, that was towards the end.
Yeah.
I liked the part where she was reading the paper and realized how sick he was and then started crying. I was like, oh, I actually do feel this.
Yeah. Because it was same old Carol. You know, she bumped into the guy's store, stuff broke in, got caught. Because I was like, what kind of hiding is this?
She just leaned back.
What the fuck is this? So, of course, you got caught. But
that would only work on Gabriel if you were on the left hand side. It's like, are you used to playing hide and seek with Gabriel?
Oh,
Because I don't understand how you thought that was going to work.
Oh, man, I don't know either. Oh, but
he wasn't even the dude that came in. He looked up and was like,
what are you doing?
I fucking see you. You realize you're not hiding behind anything. I see your whole body. Like, what the fuck?
It's like she put a manila folder up like, you don't see me.
You don't see me. Yes, I do. The fuck is wrong with you? That is not Carol.
Oh, that was
at least
funny
duck under
me.
The table or something. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny to me. Oh,
I hate she broke all that damn wine. All those bottles of wine. Oh. I was some good ass wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she risked her life to try to say this man and get him moved up the list.
I'm telling you, she like, I remember. I remember them days.
Man, he gonna walk his ass out talking about, yeah, that was good for the first test. Motherfucker. If you don't get your ass out of here.
She ain't miss a beat. She was like, well, yeah, what's next? Because like, right, I'm getting my nigga that sergeant.
Yeah.
You don't understand. I'm determined.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of tests, what'd you guys think of that test that Mercer had them go through?
I couldn't get invested in this.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I really couldn't. I don't like Mercer. I think he's fucking annoying.
You don't like Mercer.
I like the fact that we finally have, well, no, he's not really a punk, but he's taking a little bit too much from these white folks. But
I
that
know.
Was in the books. So I mean, I get it.
I know. It's bothering me.
But it's just,
is it?
Yeah, because it's just like, why is it always like this? Because my thing is, we ain't seen Buddy, the light-skinned brother from that was with Michonne.
Mm. Oh yeah, we
haven't. Ain't seen him
yep.
since Clarence. The end of last season. He was at the house, so they
right.
just X'd him out.
Oh, you're right. He had to get back on the Snowfall set,
huh?
He had to get back on the Snowfall set.
That's probably what it was. You're probably right, actually.
You're you probably know what? Right. Y'all only got one more season. I'm going
right. Right.
This at least a good 2-3 more years of checks. I'm straight.
You're probably right, but yeah, I don't know the Mercer thing. I just can't get into this. And him bossing Daryl around and Daryl actually taking it. Like, this is Daryl. He would, I mean, I know it's been a month, but I feel like he would still be extremely skeptical about all of this. He's never been, like, even when they first arrived at, what was the one place that they found? There was all the houses or whatever.
With the governor in them?
No, it was more recent than that. It was the place where Carl got shot in the eye.
I remember.
Where Ethan from Euphoria shot Carl in the eye.
Is that Alexander? Is that, he was in that? That was him?
Y'all didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
That's the kid that shot. Yeah, that's the kid
no
that
way.
Shot. Yes.
Let me go.
That's the guy that shot Carl in the eye. But I can't remember the name of that place.
I wish you wouldn't have never told me that. Now I'm not going to be able to see him the same.
I've been seeing him as that every time he's on the screen. And I was like, wow, you're actually a good actor. You didn't really show that back then. But at any rate, even at that place, Daryl wouldn't even go in any of the houses, wouldn't shower. He's always been skeptical. So the fact that he's playing in a fucking haunted house here, I'm like, I don't know what y'all are trying to do to Daryl.
Yeah.
Granted, it's been 10 years.
But yeah, I didn't think about it that way. But that is an interesting point I'm going to have to keep an eye on, you know, as we move forward. But, yeah, I think the one thing they answered it was like, what happens if one of them pretty much almost going to get bitten? Because I was like, they ain't going to make it out of this.
Yeah.
And I guess they just kind of watching and they shot him. Yeah. So I was like, so that was cool. But the weapons, was that all of their weapons when they went to that little thing? That was fucked up, man.
It was. He said that.
He did.
He was like, what the fuck is this? He's like, what is this?
Is this supposed to be funny?
Yeah, I thought that was fucked up. But I tell you, that son, he playing a good job.
He is.
I hate that motherfucker already.
Yep.
Me too.
Yep.
Oh, my fucking
And that's
God.
Exactly how I felt in the books. I was like, I hate this motherfucker. Yep. He's doing his job.
Really? Mm.
Yes. Immediately. I was like, especially when he got mad because Daryl saved him. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I do not like him.
Yeah, he's annoying.
Man. Yep.
That old bootlicking ass fucking Mercer. I see it in you, but you got to get over your damn way. Man, Daryl, I don't know how much
he want a job, trail. Mike.
He does.
Why does he need it?
To give Judith allowance?
A little allowance?
Yeah.
Y'all ain't
so she can buy records.
Because they over in the fucking projects.
Apparently.
Daryl should be used to that, though. He grew up poor, didn't he?
Well, she was like, let's just thug it out a little bit longer. Like, don't worry about it. My job about to come through, baby. Let's talk about this in a couple months.
And the only one not saying shit is RJ. He's like, I don't even hear nothing. He over there playing shadow games with his shadow. He played hide and seek with his shadow.
Bless
it. You don't see me.
Yeah. But it's interesting because Magda was back doing what she was doing before.
She stayed true to herself. She was like, all y'all on some fuck shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at that party.
Like, I'm going to serve these drinks, but you...
Princess
you,
got in with a...
Listen, that's another scene I like. She was like, oh, you look good in that suit, honey. Princess ain't playing no games.
Yeah. He was like, yo, why don't you ride stroll up in here with me? And old boy tried to cop block and won't let her in. Mm-hmm. He just said, looked at her. Me. Yeah, he was like, and then he just... He tightened up that arm a little bit. He was like, all right, man.
Okay.
And I thought it was funny because, you know, when they walked up, the governor or whatever, everybody was cheering. He thought they would cheer for him.
Yeah.
It was for Mercer. So that might be an issue.
I think it is. It'll be, I don't like the whole cop aspect, but mm-hmm. I am curious to see what they do with him mm-hmm. because they're keeping him around for a reason. And then they're connecting him with Princess. So it's like, what is he going to be used for later?
Hmm. Yeah. And honestly, this is one good thing is I don't remember how that story ended at all.
Oh.
So at least I'll be semi-surprised. I can't remember what happened with Mercer in the books.
Hmm.
But I don't know. I guess I can grow to like him in Princess. I don't know.
He's not bad in this one. I don't think Mercer's as bad. I don't think I liked it. I can't remember the comics either or whether I liked him or not. I don't find that off-putting in this one. It's the kid. And then they brought that troop, that guy back, Max.
Oh, yeah.
And they're showing that this whole classes, caste system thing is a bit of an issue. And
did not care.
Stuff like that.
You didn't like the aspect of, like, bringing, like, when they were complaining about, like, having to worry about money and all of that back into, I found that slightly interesting.
I don't care to see this. I didn't like it in the books, and it's staying true. I don't like it here either. I want to see them out and about and trying to get by with zombies and shit. I don't want to see them being like, oh, man, let's figure out this mystery. Like, who's this anarchist group? Oh, this is crazy. I don't want to see this shit. Daryl catching the guy and giving him to the little son. Oh, you can take him to your mom.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I didn't understand that until the end, until I saw him in his suit.
Yeah, he's trying to buy his way in, I guess.
Oh, because, and then I didn't get this either until, because Mercer was like, you got to set each other up to win.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, oh, so that came.
And that's why he looked at him. He was like giving him the eyes.
Yeah.
The googly eyes.
I don't like it.
So I was like, huh. Yeah, I didn't like that either. I didn't understand it, but.
This ain't Daryl.
Was that before or after Judith wanted allowance?
It was after.
I do not get the impression that he is that pressed about her wanting some money. I don't know.
Then why?
I don't think that's his motivation.
Then what is he up to then?
I don't know. But I don't feel like the motivation. First of all, why the kids with him? I never understood that. Like, when did he always have custody of the children since Michonne been gone?
Yeah. Well, there's no one else really that they would go to.
Nah, you don't want Carol watching.
No. Carol kills every kid she has.
Nah, you don't want Carol watching your kids.
No.
Nope.
She's the worst mom on earth.
She can't stay with Coco. And Gabriel.
Coco can't stay there.
Nope.
Rosita is not letting her get nowhere near Coco.
You're right.
If she would rather let a one-eyed man watch her kid than Carol, that's an issue.
Yeah, Carol don't need no more baby. She been through enough.
No. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's the next in line that they would automatically just go to Daryl. Uncle Daryl.
Well, I don't know.
Like even when the little dude grabbed, who I still think is the real Stephanie, even when he grabbed her, I was just like, I'm not invested in this.
Oh, that was Max.
She said her name is Max. Yeah. But I'm telling y'all that is Stephanie. I'm holding on to this theory. She's too fine to just be some rando person. She is Stephanie. I'm telling y'all. I'm convinced. But either way, I was just like, okay, you're not going to kill her. But then when she whispered to him, I'm one of you. I'm one of you. I was like, oh, see, there's something else going on here.
Oh, yeah. I didn't catch that until he said that there are others. And she was like, go find out. So now that you're saying that, so is she saying that I'm one of you in the sense that I'm one of the guys that's rebelling against this?
I couldn't tell if she meant I'm an actual like anarchist like you, or if she was just saying I'm an everyday Joe like you. I'm a worker like you.
I took it the latter part, but
that's what I think it is too.
Hmm. But it could be the other way around because she did whisper it.
Another synthetic wig. It's a beauty supply store somewhere around.
You could tell. You could tell. But it looks good on her.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that was it. Outside of them busting into old boy's place and finding his little secret closet.
Yeah, was that supposed to be some big moment?
I don't know. I didn't get it either. I would have much rather seen them like around on the streets or something and them have to take them down off of poles or some shit.
Right. But, you bust in this little room and you see some stencils. Really? Like, and then you end on that? Like, we're supposed to be like, oh man, what's next? I don't care.
Yeah. No, you and I know that this storyline. I don't know bad. If you guys
remember. I have no idea.
It's bad. I thought we told y'all.
Did you tell us?
We told y'all it was bad, but we didn't give any details.
We didn't give you any details.
I say, if I was around Roderick, y'all didn't say nothing because he would have been like, la, 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 la.
We definitely told Rod that this storyline was really bad.
Well, why are they ending on it?
That's my thing. Why wouldn't you just make up something else? You've done it before.
Right.
I'm hoping that part 2 of 3 will be this Covenant story. Community?
Commonwealth
story. Yeah. Covenant is a fucking witch. And then the third part will be something completely different.
The third part, I feel like, will have to be them trying to figure out some way to bring Rick back into this.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
And then it'll lead into the Rick movies. Because they claim that Rick is filming right now, but I don't know.
Because if they end on this Commonwealth story, it's going to be bad. I don't think that's going to go over well with a lot of people.
No. They can't do more than this part 2 with this Commonwealth because it's already boring. Yeah. I haven't seen what anybody else is saying or read any reviews or anything, but I can't see anyone being excited about this Commonwealth shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking boring. And I watched the trailer for the next one. It don't look no better. It looks boring as shit, too.
I didn't see it.
Damn, I didn't get a chance to watch the trailer.
See, that shows how excited y'all are about this damn show. You don't even like, I got to see what's happening next. It's like, who cares?
I just forgot. I went to watch the other stuff we were doing today.
It's right after the episode. It's not like you had to go somewhere else to watch it. It literally comes off when the episode
ends. It does, but I'm with you, Ken. That was like the last thing I watched. I was like, all right, let me go get dressed.
See?
Yeah. Oh, well. We'll be
maybe
back.
We're not invested either.
they're uninvesting me if they keep this up. I don't care about any of this stuff. They need to make, if they're going to try to make this interesting, they need to get to it.
I think because I already have an idea of what it is, my expectations are so low, I'm just like, all right, maybe they can surprise me.
Same.
You know, so I don't expect much, so, you know. But yeah, y'all let us know what y'all think in the comment section. We'll catch you guys next week. We out. Peace.
Bye.